Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we produce weekly podcasts where we talk about body confidence, LOA style. And before we go into our topic today, Sharon, you're always up to something. What's going on?
Yes. I'm loving doing workshops and all kinds of things with people that are just out there in the dating world, trying to make a go of it and trying to find their match and feeling, you know, sometimes feeling this, you know, discouraged. And so I run these things, and we just talk about relationships and how to make them better and how to really make sense of what's going on in the dating world. And so I do that and all kinds of other relationship coaching and help people get on track, and love it. And if anybody out there is interested in a consultation, Stephanie and I, we have this super session that we offer. It's a 20-minute session, and we lovingly put it out there for anybody out there that wants to see what coaching is and how it could help. I heard it once. We're just a friendly little pocket mirror that you take out when you just need to you know, become more aware of what's going on with you. It's so, anyway, if anyone would like to reach me, you can reach me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com. That's SharonShrieky. And how about you, Steph? I know you got lots going on as well.
Well, I really love it when people send in struggles, challenges that have been going on, because Sharon and I are both coaches. So what we coach around with whatever venue we are expertise on, we add body confidence to that coaching. And you can reach me at Body Awe, BODYAWE.com, or you can reach me at my toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, COACH, because Sharon and I both will give you free consultations, 20 minutes, as Sharon said, because when we find that we have conversations with people, they acknowledge what's really going on with them. And this is not therapy. This is just a conversation. So with that said, I'd like you to listen to a woman who sent us a challenge. And Sharon and I are going to discuss how we're going to coach around that. So here's the challenge. I've been struggling with a lot of fear. I have a New Jersey accent. Fear, F-E-A-R. Worry and indecision in the way I run my business. Every decision could possibly be wrong, and that leaves me feeling like I can't act. A friend asked me what my gut feeling was telling me, and I honestly feel disconnected from my gut. Can you help me find it? Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
What came up for you as soon as you heard that?
Yeah, so that what came up for me was that it's really, you know, getting in touch with your gut. It's almost impossible to do when we are in this state of stress. And it sounds like she is in a state of, you know, stress and also, not in a state of self-confidence. And I feel like in her case, coaching is really what the doctor ordered, because she needs to word it out and work it out in her head. Sometimes we're in our head and then we're able to speak to somebody who will listen and really listen. We're able to find our solutions and sort of straighten it out. But when we're in stress, our brain runs blank and we disconnect from our body. And so, she would probably be the best candidate for a coaching conversation, in my opinion.
So, Sharon, I'm going to do a little something different here with our conversation. Is what if you coach me, and I'm this wonderful woman who is afraid of making any decisions because she's afraid of failure, and then we'll switch gears? Are you okay with that?
I think that's fine. So, you know, in the coaching conversation, what I'd really curious about in this.
So are you going to coach me first, or am I going to coach you?
I could coach you first and then you could coach me.
Okay.
We could just discuss, like, so in my opinion, I would just want to understand what is going on. So I think that there's a verbal brain scan that needs to happen.
And okay, so you want to ask me that question? I'll be the client.
And that would be where I would want to go first. I would like to know.
Okay. So what do you want? What is the question you want to know? Because I came to the call and I'm struggling with a lot of fear and indecision in the way I run my business.
Right. So then I would like to know where is this worry? Where is it? Tell me about it. So when in my opinion, what I've seen is that when.
Okay. So let me answer the question. Your question is, where do I feel that fear?
What is the basis? Tell me about the fear and the worry.
That's too big for me. I don't even know how to answer that question.
So in what area, what area, sounds to me, because reading this letter, it sounds to me that she's doubting.
Okay, just ask me the question. I'm the client. Ask
doubt.
Me the question so you can.
Is this an area that you're feeling that you doubt yourself in? Is there an area when it comes to your business that you are doubting your abilities or your.
I don't understand what it means when you say what area. Can you ask me that question differently?
What I'm curious to know is what makes you feel doubt? Where are you, when it comes to your business?
I just get totally anxious.
And
Totally anxious. I'm totally flustered and I can't move forward.
So I think.
Answer. I think I'm afraid of failure.
Is it failure? Is it a money thing, or is it something that you could tell me? Is it something decisions? What? Tell me more about that. Being afraid.
I'm afraid of not being perfect.
Okay. So what does perfect look like? What does perfect mean to you?
Oh, great question, Sharon. I know all the right answers.
I'm curious because I don't even know what perfect is.
I know exactly what perfect is.
Well, what is perfect?
I know all the right answers to move me forward.
So when you don't, so is what I'm hearing, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I could very well be wrong, is what I'm hearing is when you don't have all the answers, is that where you're
indecision is in the fact that you don't know all the answers when it comes to your business?
No, I do know all the answers, but I don't trust myself that I know all the answers. That's where body confidence comes in. I don't trust myself. And that really stinks.
Yeah. So that really stinks. Is there other areas of your life? As I wonder, because
No, this is just with my business. Other areas of my life, I speak out. I don't give a shit. Excuse my language.
Yeah, no problem. That's
Can us adults deal with shit? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the question you really want to ask me?
So I want to know, okay, so you know what it is to feel like you know the answers, and when you don't.
And I know what it feels not to know the answers.
When you don't know the answers, your mind goes to, then I must not be doing this, something is wrong. What is your mind telling you when you're in a position where you don't know the answers?
Well, my body is telling me, don't do anything. I'm at a standstill. I don't do anything. And this person is acknowledging me and saying, well, I need to hear from you. And I'm not responding. I'm frozen.
Frozen. Ah. Okay. Wow. Interesting. So that when you don't know the answers, you go into a freeze, which is, I don't know, but it sounds like, you know, what I know from stress is flight, fright, and freeze. Those are the three things that, to me, fire off. But why would you think that not knowing the answer gives you stress? Why would that give you stress?
Because I want to be perfect.
I see. So now I'm going to, at this point, I'd like to switch coaches. I'd like to make now you be the coach, and we continue at this juncture. Because that, I think.
Well, again, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And again, when we have these coaching conversations, Sharon and me, Stephanie, is that we go into greater depth about what's really going on. But you see, when a coach listens to a client, they can verbalize, even if it doesn't make sense to them, the coach can discern what's really going on. Because when you have somebody really, really have the educated listening skills, as us coaches have, you can discern how to help the client. So again, I'll just reiterate here with you, and thank you for being a wonderful coach, Sharon Shrieky.
Oh, thank you. And you know what I'm going to tell you? It's an amazing thing that sometimes because of stress or because we feel like, you know, this is foreign to us and we go into a stress, let's say a freeze mode, our thinking stops. That's part of the freeze mode. We don't think, we don't want to go there. And so when we do get to the opportunity to talk about it, all of a sudden our brain starts to fire solutions and clarity comes, you know, where we try to avoid uncomfortable feelings. And so we don't want to go where we're uncomfortable. When you're in a safe place and you're with your coach in a conversation, you know, you're able to go places that you would not go on your own because it doesn't feel safe on your own. And so that's really where I really just wanted to put that out there. And I think that it'll be fun right now is if we switch roles and I be...
Okay, before we do that, because I love interrupting you, as you can tell, is tell people how... Can't help it. Got to get the infomercials in.
Sure.
Tell people how they can contact you, and then I will take my turn.
Okay. Well, you know, I'd love for you guys to send me an email because I don't know, even if it's just to say hi and to know that you guys are out there and you're supporting us by listening and hearing what we have to say, that would just make me light, brighten up my day. And if you'd like to do that, you can email me at sharonshriki@gmail.com. sharonshriki@gmail.com. And I'd just love to hear from you guys out there. If you have a question or anything that's on your mind, Stephanie and I, we take the time to really hear you. And we really would love to hear your questions and your predicaments. And so here, Stephanie, how about you? What tell us.
Okay, tell us. Tell us. Stephanie Wood, the website is body, BODY, awe.com. You can check out my ebooks, you can check out my body knowledge system, and also I've added a toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, COACH. Because whatever you send to me, I will send on to Sharon and vice versa. So we really want to have these 20-minute body confidence, elevating body confidence conversations, because that is how we help others. So I will tell you, you're going to be my, I'm going to be your coach.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me in a sentence or two, what's going on?
So I've come to this point, and now I understand that I have this problem that I, you know, freeze when I have to make a decision, and then I disconnect myself from my body. I disconnect myself out of fear for what I'm, for the decisions that I really don't feel confident in making. And so I'm just, you know, I'd like to really have clarity on that and help myself connect to my body so that I can feel what my gut is telling me.
So you talk about your gut. Tell me a little bit more. What is this gut thing?
Well, when I asked my friend to give me advice, she said I should listen to my gut. And what I realize now is that I am in fear when it comes to making a decision for my business. I'm great when it comes to making a decision for my family, but when it comes to doing a business decision, I just choose not to.
So where is your gut?
My gut is, I think that my gut is my stomach. You know, because that's where I'm feeling. I do feel fear in my gut when I have to make a decision, and I tell myself I'm going to mess this up. And so I know that, you know, people tell you listen to your gut, and so I assume that I'm disconnected from it because I freeze.
Okay, so when you're disconnected. Because you explained that beautifully. You're disconnected between your gut and your mind.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have a lot of responsibility. You have to move forward. So what do you usually do?
So, you know, as far as, you know, making decisions in other areas of my life, I have no problem doing it. But when it comes
Okay, tell me how you do it.
So what I do is I just give it to somebody else to do. So what I'm saying is that, yeah, I just get frozen and I say, hey, just, you know, Jill, you do it. And she's, you know, my assistant makes the decision. And it bugs me, but that's just what happens. And you know, I'm just.
That kind of formula works for you.
It doesn't, because I want to be in charge of the decisions that I make, that I'm running. It's my own business, and I'd like to be the one to make the decisions. And I think that it's when I worry and I feel like I'm going to, you know, I have like this indecision. I just give it to somebody else because my brain goes blank. I'd like to be more body confident.
Okay, I'm feeling a disconnect with what you just said, because you're talking about, what I hear is you can delegate certain things in different areas of your life, but with your business, you don't want to delegate? Tell me if I'm off here.
What I'm saying is that whenever it's something that I feel I can't handle, I can't do, I'm struggling with, mm-hmm. like I have fear or worry about making big decisions when I run my business, I'll give the decision to somebody else and I'll let them make it. And it bothers me because I just choose not to make decision. Now that I'm talking, and you know, I know we're role playing in this, but I'm thinking that maybe it's because I have a fear of failing. You know, I know. Even though, Steph, a little off the record, though you and I we role play this, it's so interesting how while I'm talking to you, my brain is firing off protection. And this writer that wrote in this letter and that we're role playing today, she, you know, as we're talking, you know, my eyes are on this letter because I really want to understand her and I want to be right, because she might be listening to us out there. And so I'm thinking is that it seems to me that she's afraid to be wrong, to fail. And so that's really where I'm thinking that maybe we should go there.
So let me ask a question, because that's what coaches do. They don't summarize stuff. They ask questions. So what is your feeling around not doing the most perfect thing in the world?
I would say that feels unsafe. It feels like an X on me.
And is that okay?
No, it's not okay. Not okay. Yeah, not okay. It's not okay.
Okay. So we're going to wrap up our half hour here. We can go on and on with this. But yes. What would you like this wonderful woman who wrote in to us about having indecision in the way she runs her business? What would you like to just give her a takeaway?
So the takeaway between coaching it and being coached in it is to explore that fear of being wrong. Because life is a journey, like the way I see it is that life is a journey. And even, if we're always afraid of being wrong and staying in staying in a safe place, we won't be able to grow. We won't be able to expand ourselves. It's necessary to sometimes be uncomfortable. And it seems to me that the need to be safe can disconnect us from our body. And so that's my insight on this. How about you, Steph? What was your
Well, learning? I really enjoyed us branching out into doing little coaching in between, so people understand what a coaching conversation is. I don't think they really have experienced that. So where they heard the questions and the answers and all the side stuff. You know, you could hear me not really answering the question or Sharon not really answering the questions because we're sidestepping. But that's okay, because when you have a coaching relationship, you usually do it for over a year or so. So with that said, Sharon, you spell your name and I'll spell my website and we're going to go off. So you go, because I love your name. So I want people to know you're going to be very famous soon with that beautiful name. I know it. I know it. No, I know it. Okay, go ahead. I'll shut up.
SharonShriqui@gmail.com. SharonShriqui@gmail.com. And you, Steph?
Stephanie Wood, and I'm at body, BODY, lawofawe.com. And again, we're at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we dub ourselves Body Confidence LOA Style.
Right.
I got tongue-tied. Okay. Sharon, I'll see you next week.
We will be there. Thank you.
Okay, kiddo.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.